Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Thank you, Nina. I just loved that. It's a midwife teacher's dream. And I loved Kathy's description of working in relation both with the woman and with the community. And the idea that we want to take away from the fear that women feel when they go into have their babies right now. I have to say that drama and comedy can help us so much, can't they? And last night, I don't know how many of you were dancing, but I was dancing for quite a few hours. And for a moment, I thought I was a 17-year-old dancing queen. And I danced for quite a few hours, and my knees are really hurting tonight. However, I have to tell you that I still get on the floor with women and listen to the fetal heart of women in labor. And I won't give away my age, but I'm a bit sensitive to ageist comedy. So, conference is over for another year, and it's time to say goodbye, or perhaps au revoir. My task is to sum up, to think about what conference has meant. Kathy Warwick tells us in the conference program that midwife's calling takes us back to our vocation, our calling to be with woman. And of course, taken from this remarkable program, that title reminds us that the midwife's place is working in relationship and being in and of the woman's community, understanding the lives of the women that we care for and their families and what they're really like. I always remember my midwife teacher saying to me, "We see women in hospital with their Marks and Spencer's nightdresses on, but we have no idea what it's like in their homes." And when I first started to visit in the community, I saw women in their place and what their lives were really like. And of course, from all we've heard over the last 2 days about the potential for midwives to help support the family integrity, the mother-baby bond, strong families, this is crucial to our midwives' role. And I think that we have to fight to keep that place in the community and to restore it when it's lost. Of course, to be with women means that we need to know what helps, what works, and what supports us being with women. For the last 2 days, we've gone between the politics and parenting, the evidence base and best practice. The conference has been about how, when we are called to be with women, we work with, we can relate to, and work in the best interests of women, her baby, and her family. But this is also about midwives calling on the Royal College of Midwives, the only organisation specifically for midwives, run by midwives, to promote, influence, support, protect, providing the twin and very close functions of trade union and professional organisation to support midwives and maternity services. There has never, ever been a more crucial time for the Royal College of Midwives. We're under unprecedented pressure. We have a baby boom and increasing complexity. The NHS that we know and love is going through tumultuous change, and we need to save money, and maternity services and midwifery are under threat. So, midwives and midwifery need strong support at this time. We've heard from scholars, researchers, activists, and women in very powerful positions who are improving our society, including our own chief executive, Kathy Warwick, and all the staff and workplace reps who are here involved in the RCM. But conference is not just about new information. It's about rekindling passion, networks, rethinking, reforming, making a new start. So saying goodbye is also saying we are with you when you go back to your workplace re-energized, but facing the reality of work. Of course, in a real sense, this has been an interlude, and we're still connected through our workplace reps, our website communities, the magazine, the campaigns, and the absolute treasure trove of resources, particularly on the RCM website. In saying goodbye, I want to tell you very briefly what I've learned in my first 7 months as president. I visited all corners of the United Kingdom, and I've been abroad. And I have to say to you that when I go abroad, when I talk to midwives, they are so envious of our Royal College of Midwives, our very strong midwifery association. And I come back feeling so proud of it and in holding this position. Midwives are indeed under pressure. But despite this, despite our really increased productivity, we've had in England an increase in the birth rate over the last decade of 22%, much more complex care and services. Midwives are developing, innovating, building new services, maintaining safe care, and much of that has been showcased here. I visited birth centres in Scotland, in England, in Cornwall, different ends of the country, and they're full of dynamic midwives. There are midwives who are developing different approaches to helping women cope with the pain of labour, and I could go on and on. Our strong evidence base and MIDRS, which preceded the Cochrane Library, was the work of midwives. We have a great deal to be proud of, and we need to build on it. So when we go back to work, we need to be realistic about our situation. But I want to remind you of what we've achieved so far, so that while being realistic, we can be optimistic and hopeful, but above all, remembering the profound significance of our work. When I was listening to Dan Poulter talking yesterday, he quite flippantly, I thought, said, the government has given £25 million for developments in the maternity services, and just throwaway line that might want to be spent on birth pools. Now, I don't know if any of you remember when we first started to have birth pools in the maternity services. What did you have to go through? The baby is bound to drown. The birth pool will make the whole maternity service collapse because it's so heavy. We're bound to drown the whole of the maternity service in water because the birth pool will overflow. Now we take it for granted. I want to talk for a moment about the students. I spoke to the students yesterday, and they've been in strong interaction with me both during my campaign and while I've been president. These are a vibrant, purposeful group, and I was struck by the sense that our profession will be safe and will grow with them. It will grow with them if we manage to nurture them, work in compassionate relationships with them, while we work in compassionate relationships with each other, with families, with other colleagues, and with a clear idea of the purpose of our work. These students are dynamite. They've had to work much harder than I ever did to get into a program. And when they're there, it's extremely complex. They have to balance complicated lives, their clinical work, and their academic studies, and the bureaucracy of the NHS and the university on top of that. They are really dynamic. One of the photographers here told me how he loved going into that room because it was so buzzing. So, students, we're with you all the way. So, what is our purpose? Simply this: to give every mother, baby, father, family the best start in life. We have to remember that while we're in the middle of this tumultuous, changing world in which we feel as if the rug is sometimes being pulled from under our feet. My challenge to you, and what I call you to do, is to recognise that you have two jobs in difficult times. Not only to care for women, babies and families, but also to transform care, not despite hard times, but because of the hard times. Because unless we start to transform our care, we will lose our head start and it will be a huge disadvantage to our profession. So what I want to say to you is that the Royal College of Midwives is with you. We're there for you. We're going to stick up for you, stand up for you. But you, in turn, are the Royal College of Midwives. And we want to engage with you and have you engaged with the college. You are the Royal College of Midwives. So rather than waving our red flannel petticoats, you all have a flag on your seat. And what I want you to do, for everyone out there and for all of us, is to say not goodbye, but au revoir. And go back to work with renewed determination to transform midwifery, to be with women in their communities and with their communities. Hooray! So, I hope to see you all at next year's conference, and make sure that you spread the word about all you've learned and enjoyed here. Make sure you look out for news on our website, Essenes and Midwives Magazine, in the new year about our 2013 conference. I hope you'll be inspired to put forward your own papers for the concurrence, and please go back and tell your colleagues to join us next time. We're keen to hear how you found the conference. We want all your ideas and all your reflections to help us plan next year's conference. So please fill in and return your evaluation forms. We want to thank everyone who's worked so hard behind the scenes to make this conference possible. And before I thank other people, Barbara, would you please stand up? Barbara has been at the centre and the heart of all of this organisation, and I've watched just how hard she's been. And you're like a midwife to us, Barbara. You're kind of invisible, but you're there when we need you. So I want us all to wave our flags for Barbara, and thank you very much indeed. But I also want to thank Nina Hossein, who's actually become a friend to us. She was very pregnant when she was here last time. And I remember seeing you on stage and thinking how wonderful it was to see you at that stage and just about to go off and have your baby. So thank you so much. You've chaired it so skillfully for us. Kathy, Louise, all the RCM staff team, and particularly Sue MacDonald. Where is Sue? Sue. Who planned such a stimulating concurrent program and chaired the abstract judges. I'd particularly like to thank Neil Stewart Associates, our organizing partner for the last 4 years, who've done a splendid job in working with us to develop this conference in leaps and bounds in its concurrent format. Please give their hard-working team a round of applause. I don't know about you, but I'm directionally challenged, and when I'm in the middle of the Brighton Centre, I never know where I am, and every time I got lost, there was somebody in purple to help me, and they were always very gracious, so thank you, the people in purple. I want to thank all our wonderful speakers. They were just really good presentations, and I enjoyed the interaction from the floor. The questions were so searching and so pertinent and often made me think much more deeply. I particularly enjoyed yesterday's session with Claire Gerarda, Frances O'Grady, and Louise Casey, and of course our own Kathy. And I don't know if you understand the significance of having a woman general secretary of the TUC. This is a really big step forward for women. And it made me realize just how powerful women can be in our society. What a powerful platform of women. I also learned so much from Robin Balberny, who spoke this morning about the relationship between the mother and baby and the midwife's role in supporting that relationship. It's a particular interest of mine. And you might be interested to see the new RCM publication on emotional maternal well-being and infant development. I want to remind you to go to our online continuing development portfolio, RCMI Folio, to collect your certificate of attendance. You can find the code to use and details in your delegate guide. I hope you'll keep on learning and sharing through ICMI Learn and keep up all the discussion and debate you've started through our social media. I'm a convert to social media. I love Facebook. I'm a bit of a cretin with Twitter and tweet, but I'm learning. I would also like to thank all our sponsors and exhibitors who've contributed to the success of these 2 days. We especially appreciate the support of our RCM Alliance partners, Johnson Baby, Mothercare, Pampers, Philips Avent, Pregnacare, and Slimming World, who work with us throughout the year, and also back our annual midwifery awards coming up in January. But most of all, I want to thank all of you, our members and friends, for being here, for being together, for being inspired, and being the spirit of midwifery. Whether you're a midwife or have come to find out about us, I'd like you all now to show your pride in midwifery.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.